Welcome to Tardi Macha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rena Foreman, and today we're going to be continuing our study of Sefer Kohelet in Perek Tet, Chapter 9. The Perek opens with language that signals we're continuing conversation from Perek Chet. Kol zeh natati elibi, for all this I've put to my heart, v'lavur et kol zeh, and to clarify all of this. That phrase, natati elibi, I've put to my heart, it echoes the closing of the last parak of Perek Chet, where Shlomo applied his heart to understanding God's ways. And what did Perek Chet teach us? That we have less control than we think. Kings cannot control death. The wise cannot guarantee outcomes. Time and chance affects everyone. And as Perek Chet develops, it takes this reality, the fact that we really have little control over outcomes, and asks, given that we can't control the end game, how should we actually live? Well, right in the first pasuk, where Shlomo reports that he set out lavur to clarify, investigate the human condition, he immediately finds asher hatzadikim v'chachamim v'avadehim biyad ha'elokim. The righteous and the wise and their deeds are in the hands of Hashem. Shlomo points out, it's not that the righteous and wise don't have free choice. They absolutely do. They make decisions. They act. But v'avadehim, their deeds, the consequences of their actions, those are biyad ha'elokim, in Hashem's hands. Think about it this way. You can train for a marathon. You can be the fastest runner. You can do everything right. But whether you actually win, that's not entirely up to you. A rock on the path, an unexpected injury, another runner having the race of their life. These things are beyond your control. Even powerful emotions like love and hate, gam ahava gam sina, man doesn't really know how they'll play out. Ein yodea ha'adam. Another phrase, harking back to the last parak. You could try to make friends with certain people, try to avoid conflict with others, but who ends up loving you? Who ends up hating you? Man can't know, can't predict, because that's not fully in your hands. A kol lifneihem, everything is before them. Everything lies ahead in life. But how it all plays out, that's in God's hands. And here's the largest example of something beyond our control. Hakol kasher lakol, mikra echal, latzadik v'larasha, latov v'latahor, v'latameh v'lazoveach, v'asher einenu zoveach. Everything is everything. One fate for the righteous and for the wicked, for the good and for the bad, for the pure and for the impure, for the one who sacrifices and for the one who doesn't sacrifice. Mikre echad lakol. One thing happens to everyone, and that is death. You can be righteous or wicked. You can be pure or impure. You can be meticulous about bringing offerings to Hashem or careless about your religious obligations. But in the end, zera b'chol asher nasa tachat ha'shemesh. This is evil in all that's done under the sun. Ki mikre echad l'kol. That one thing happens to everyone. That thing called death. But even more devastating is what this awareness of death does to people. Shlomo continues, v'gam lev b'nei ha'adam malei ra v'holalut bilvavam b'chayehem. Also, the heart of people is filled with evil and madness is in their hearts during their lives, b'chayehem. V'acharav el ha'metim, and after that, to the dead. So here's the rather depressing consequence. When people realize that death comes to everyone, regardless of how they live, their hearts fill with ra and holalut, evil and recklessness. They think, why bother being good if we all end up dead anyway? They become cynical, careless, even destructive, b'chayehem, during their lives. They live recklessly. V'acharav el ha'metim, and then they die, confused, without clarity. Now the next psukim, Dalet through Vav, 4 through 6, describe in more detail how living people view death. And it's not a flattering portrait. The living think they're ahead of the game. Ki mi asher yechubar el kol ha'chayim yesh bitachon. Whoever is joined to the living has hope. They think, at least I'm not dead yet. I have time. I can always change later. I can always die tomorrow, be better tomorrow, turn things around tomorrow. Ki lekelev chai hu tov min ha'aryeh ha'meit. For a living dog, they think, is better than a dead lion. Even if I'm just a dog, not impressive, at least I'm alive. The dead? They don't know anything anymore. They have no more reward, no more opportunities to earn merit. For their memory is forgotten. And all their passionate emotions, gam ahavatam, gam sinatam, gam kinatam, kfar avada. Their love, their hatred, their jealousy have all perished. V'chelek ein lahem od la'olam. They have no more portion in this world. It's only human, this response of the living people to death, some sort of mix of denial and procrastination. They think they have all the time in the world, and then suddenly death comes, and they're caught unprepared, having squandered their lives. But Shlomo is about to offer a different path, starting in Pasuk Zion in verse 7. What is the alternative to either cynical recklessness or comfortable procrastination? Here's Shlomo's advice, and notice how it's framed. Lech echol b'simcha lachmecha, ushtei b'lev tov yeinecha. Go, lech. Go eat your bread with joy. Drink your wine with a good heart. Kikfar etzah halokim et ma'asecha. For Hashem has already accepted your deeds. Lech is a command to move forward actively through life. Eat your bread b'simcha, with joy. Drink your wine b'lev tov, with a good heart. Why? Kikfar etzah halokim et ma'asecha. Because Hashem has accepted your deeds. In other words, if you're fundamentally trying to be a good person, Hashem looks favorably upon you. So don't torture yourself. Take pleasure in what Hashem has given you. All times, let your clothes be white and let oil not be lacking on your head. Dress nicely, take care of yourself, have self-respect. Notice that phrase, b'chol eight, at every time. We've seen eight before, haven't we? Back in Parak Gimel, remember in chapter 3, L'chol zman ve'eit l'chol chefetz. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter. Time keeps moving. Death has its appointed time, even if you don't know it. Eit l'mut, time to die. So live well, b'chol eit, at every time, in every moment. And furthermore, ra'e chayim im isha asher havta. Make yourself a life with a woman you love. Kol yamei chaye hevlecha, all the days of your futile life. The days that you've been given under the sun, all the days of your hevel. Make a life with someone you love. Find companionship. Notice the repetition. Kol yamei chaye hevlecha. And again, in the same pasuk, kol yamei hevlecha. All the days of your hevel life. Shlomo doesn't let us forget. Your life is hevel, fleeting, temporary, like vapor. But that doesn't mean you can't find meaning in it. In fact, finding companionship, having someone to share life with. That is your portion in life. And then comes this beautiful final instruction. In light of all this, whatever your hands find to do, do it with strength. Because there's no work, or thought, or knowledge, or wisdom in the grave where you're going. Notice that word again, holech, where you're going. Remember how the section started, lech echol, b'simcha, go, eat with joy. Now it ends with, ata holech shama, you're going there, to the grave. These verses are framed by lech, going. The difference is crucial. Lech at the beginning is active, go through life with joy, with purpose. Asher ata holech shama. At the end is passive, you're going to the grave, whether you like it or not. We don't have a choice about certain things in life, and death is the big one here. You're walking toward death whether you like it or not. So don't fear as you take those strides. Walk through life toward your ultimate end actively. Walk with joy. Throw yourself into whatever you do. Do it b'kochacha, with your strength, with passion. Not because your achievements will last forever. Not because you'll be famous. Not because the process itself has meaning. Because in the grave, there is no more ma'aseh, no more work, no more process to throw yourself into. What makes walking toward death bearable? Walking through life this way. Eating your bread with joy. Having someone you love. Working with passion. These things don't solve the problem of death. They accompany you through it. And as we continue in Pasuk Yud Aleph in verse 11, Shlomo continues to remind us that there are no predictable outcomes in the world. Shafti river o tachat ha-shemesh. Ki lo lakalim hamirots, v'lo lagiburim hamilchama, v'gam lo lachachamim lechem, v'gam lo lanvonim osher, v'gam lo layodim chen. Shlomo says, I returned and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent, nor favor to the knowledgeable. This is actually one of the most famous verses in all of literature. Lo lakalim hamerot, the race is not to the swift. You can be the fastest runner, but that doesn't guarantee you'll win. A pebble on the path, an unexpected injury, another runner having an extraordinary day. The lo lagiborim melchama, the battle is not necessarily for the strong, nor is bread guaranteed to the wise. You can do everything right. You can train, prepare, work hard, but the outcome? Ki eight fafega yikra ekulam, for time and eight and chance happen to them all. There's that word again, eight, time. We keep coming back to it. Lakol zman va'eit, from Paragimel, from chapter 3. B'chol eight, from verse 8, pasuk chet in our parak. And now, ki eight vafega, time and chance. Shlomo's point, you control the process. You control whether you train hard. You control whether you act wisely, but you don't control the outcome. And if you make your happiness dependent on outcomes that you can't control, winning the marathon, getting rich, becoming famous, you're setting yourself up for misery. But if you can find joy in the process itself, in the training, in the work, in the effort, then unpredictable timing, eight, and chance cannot rob you of that. And now as we continue in Pasuk Yud Bet, in verse 12, Shlomo further buttresses his point in the next Pasuk. Ki gam lo yeda ha'adam et ito, for man does not know his time. Katagim shenachazim v'mitzodara'a, like fish caught in an evil net. V'chatziporim ha'achuzot bapach, like birds trapped in a snare. Kahem yukshim pnei ha'adam, so are people ensnared le'et ra'ah at an evil time. Chitipol alehem pitom, when it falls upon them suddenly. Et ito, his time, the time of death. We never know when it will come. Pitom, suddenly. Like fish in a net who never saw it coming, like birds in a trap who were just flying freely a moment before. This reinforces everything Shlomo has been saying. You need to accept that death can come suddenly. As we saw in Parak Gimel, there is an eight, a time for everything in this world. But you don't always know when that time is. Rather than try to figure that out, Shlomo suggests, you need to find joy in what you can control. The present moment, the process of work, the companionship you have, because tomorrow is not guaranteed. And continuing in Pesukim Yud Gimel through Yud Chet, 13 through 18, Shlomo closes the parak with a parable, with a mashal, that brings everything together. There was a small city with just a few people in it. A great king came against it and laid siege to it. But there was found in the city Misken Chacham, a poor, wise person. Umilet hu atayir b'chokhmato, and he saved the city with his wisdom. V'adam lo zachar ta'isha miskinahu, and no one remembered that poor man. Here's the thing. You can save an entire city. You can be brilliant. You can do something genuinely heroic. But fame, recognition, those are outside your control. This wise person saved everyone, and no one even remembered him. V'amarti ani tova chokhma mikvara, v'chokhmat hamisken bzuya. He says, wisdom is better than strength, though the poor person's wisdom is despised. Udvarav eina mishmaim, and his words are not heard. Shlomo says, I still think tova chokhma mikvara, wisdom is better than strength. The fact that no one gave this person credit doesn't change the reality. He saved the city. That's a success that can never be taken away, even if the history books forget it, even if society gives him no status. And this brings us back to everything we've learned. You can't control whether people will remember you. You can't control whether you'll be famous. Those things are outside your hands. What you can control is your deeds, your character, whether you acted with wisdom when the moment called for it. Divrei chachamim b'nacha ish nishma'im. Mizakat Moshel Baksilim. The words of the wise heard in quiet are better than the shouting of a ruler among fools. Wisdom doesn't need to shout. This pasuk was inscribed on my father's gravestone. He used to say it all the time. When everyone else would get loud and upset, he would calmly say, Divrei Chachamim, in his Israeli accent, Divrei Chachamim B'nachat Nishma'im. If you want to be heard, speak quietly. The words of the wise are heard in quiet. To sum up here, Shlomo is offering yet another kind of solution to his great problem of Hevel. Remember, earlier in the Sefer, in Perek Zayin, the start of the second half of the book, Shlomo had proposed Shem Tov as a solution. You can outlast death through your legacy. If you see your legacy as residing not in skyscrapers and palaces, but in your Shem Tov, your good name, if you focus on being a good friend, creating relationships that matter, and to some extent outlast your physical presence in the world. But our Perek, chapter 9, offers what might be a more radical solution. It solves the problem, paradoxically, by fully asking us to accept the problem. Understand that the difficult reality of living under the sun is this. Try as we might, we cannot control outcomes. We can work hard, act wisely, be good people, but we cannot guarantee success, fame, long life, or recognition. What can we control? The process, the moment, the relationships we build, the passion we bring to our work, the joy we find in simple pleasures. Shlomo shows us that there are two ways to respond to mortality. The first way is to become cynical and reckless. We're all going to die anyway, so why bother? The second way is to procrastinate. I have time, I'll change later. But there's another way. Accept death. Keep it in the corner of your eye. Let it remind you that life is precious, that time is limited, that this moment matters. And then lech, go. Walk through life actively. Eat your bread with joy. Love someone. Work with passion. Do whatever your hands find to do, b'kochacha, with all your strength, because you're walking toward the grave anyway. Atahu lech shama. The question is, how will you walk? With fear and regret, or with your head held high, having found meaning in the journey itself? In Perek Tet, chapter 9, Shlomo teaches us not how to avoid death, but how to live well despite it. Today's study is dedicated by Helen and Moshe Sassover in memory of their beloved father and grandfather, Ted Ordon, Mordechai Ben Ephraim, and Miriam Golda, in commemoration of his 10th Yahrzeit. His family is forever grateful for his devotion to family, vision, courage, and optimism. May the merit of our collective learning elevate his neshama and bring unity and peace to Klal Yisrael. Thank you for the opportunity to study together.